This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. All I do is I send out an email once a week. I let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're selling, but you don't have to buy it. Not like Obamacare where we, you know, fine you. Well, I should start fining you for not buying, but I don't. Really. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, being involved, being engaged. Okay, so, you know, in California, voter fraud is real. We don't chase it down. We have somebody we know, friends of ours, that have actually presented 60,000 names to the registrar, the voter registrar, here in Los Angeles County. Now, these are people that can prove moved out, that died, or what have you, and shouldn't be voting, but they do. They shouldn't even be getting a sample ballot or anything else, but they do. The rolls need to be cleaned up. I know, somebody's saying 60,000 in L.A. County, you know, there's 3 million. No, it doesn't matter how many people are in L.A. County. If it's 60, it's too many. Would you feel that way? Man, if you lost by a low vote count, would you want to know how many more there were? How many more illegal voters there were out there? Well, recently, this is according to Investor's Business Daily, this is in Joe Messina, the U.S. has 3.5 million more registered voters than live adults. Think about that. Gee, wasn't it, don't they keep screaming that Hillary Clinton won by 3 million votes, just over 3 million? Maybe those were them. Let's do a name match. Just for giggles, you know. American democracy has a problem, a voting problem, according to a new study of the U.S. Census data. America has more registered voters than actual live voters. If you think about where we're at, you think about what's at stake down in the future. The data comes from the Judicial Watch's Election Integrity Project. The group looked at data from 2011 to 2015. It got it from the U.S. Census Bureau, and it found many discrepancies. Now, as it was reported by the National Review's DeRoy Murdoch, who did some number crunching of his own, he figures around 3.5 million more people are registered to vote in the U.S. than are alive among American adults. Well, American adult citizens, he wants to make it clear. Such a staggering inaccuracy is an engraved invitation. It's a hand-delivered invitation for voter fraud. Now, Murdoch counted Judicial Watch's state-by-state tally and found that 462 U.S. counties, had a registration rate 100% of all eligible voters. That's 3.552 million people. Now, let me repeat that because I went a little bit too fast for some of you, so your brain didn't kick in. Many counties, almost 460 counties, had a registration rate exceeding 100% of eligible voters. It doesn't happen that way. You don't even get 100% of the registered voters. We're excited when we get 70 or 60. And in some races, we've seen it down as low as 20. Murdoch calls those ghost voters. Says, how many people is that? Well, there's 21 states that don't have that many people in them. Nor these tiny rural counties or places that don't have the wherewithal to police their voter rolls. It should be pretty easy for them. California, for instance, has 11 counties with more registered voters than actual voters. California. I bet you LA County's one of those. What do you think? It is deep blue. 10 of the counties voted heavily for Hillary Clinton. Los Angeles County, who's more than 10 million people, make it the nation's most populous county. They had 12% more registered voters than live ones. You know how many that is? That's over 700,000 votes. For I wonder what side. California just recently approved voters for convicts. Now, who do you think they're going to vote for? Now, the Republicans didn't want to give them the vote. The Dems did. Who do you think they're going to vote for? Murdoch notes that California's San Diego County earns the Enchilada Grande. It's 138% registration, translates to 810,000 ghost voters. San Diego, for those of you who don't understand what that means, San Diego butts up against Mexican border, period. They have a very high illegal alien population. It's very easy to go in and out, go across. Many of them work at many of the businesses. They don't speak any English at all, almost. I mean, when do we stop this insanity? When we decide that we have a right to have a country, we have a right to have borders, we have a right to expect people to speak English, broken English, terrible English, English nonetheless. You can have a melting pot, but there's one funnel, right? I mean, there has to be a common denominator. There has to be, and I don't tell me you know about humanity. The common denominator is humanity. No. If you can't ask for food, you can't ask for help, you can't ask for directions, you're bound to have issues and problems. Need to be dealt with state by state, right? I mean, if you look at this, just look at the voter fraud in California alone, where Hillary Clinton, she had a massive majority over Trump. If you cleaned it up, it wouldn't make much of a difference. Wouldn't have hurt her that much. Took votes away from her, but she would have lost. But in other states, other counties where voter fraud is prevalent, that small percentage could knock somebody out. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Back, and yes, you're listening to The Real Side. More cowbell. That's right. There you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, The Real Side. Oh, that coffee's hot. TheRealSide.com. We can watch live, listen live. I have no more fingerprints. Where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do. And if you're watching, should you be watching on camera, you see this see this pretty TRS mug? I'm just, look at that, right? I'm telling you, coffee tastes better in it. And if you don't believe me, you buy the coffee mug and you find that that's not true. I won't give you money back because I'm sure it's the coffee mug is fine. It's going to be your tongue that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks for being with us. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. We're talking about the voter fraud potential, considering we have over 3.5 million more registered voters in this country than we actually have live adults. How's that? Okay? I mean, in essence. Well, I shouldn't say that, because you can't count the illegals in that number, because, remember, we don't know that they're here. So, if the number of registered voters is X, and it doesn't include Y, which are all the illegals that are here, and yet when we count up how many voter registrations there are among adults, and they're well above the legal voters, I wonder who's doing all the other voting. Just asking. You know, recently, I don't remember what organization it was. You have to look it up on your own. But recently, we found that, you know, this number that there's 11 million illegal aliens in this country, they've been using that number for 20 years almost. Think about that. 20 years, like never an increase. Well, actually, some agencies say well over 20 million, maybe even as high as 27 million illegals in this country right now. And I don't know, a long time ago, if you guys remember, Jesse Waters, he went back to New York. And he was going through a section of town there, and pretty much everybody he interviewed was here illegally. One guy was here 29 years illegally. He says he just lays low, he does work, pays his bills, and wants to be left alone. Well, if he came to this country for peace, if he came to this country because he liked... See, most of them come here because of the rule of law. Really, they want to do better, but they realize it's because of the laws that they get to do better. That it's because of the laws that things are better for them, if you would. And yet, they skirt the law, they break the law, and they hide from the law. It's a sickness. It has to be. I mean, that's almost akin to, right, and again, I was a smoker, so I get to make fun of you guys. That's almost akin to reading that thing on the side of the cigarette pack that says, this will cause cancer. I wish they would change it. You know, at one point it says, it has been known to cause. No, in most cases, almost with every cigarette smoker, over a period of time, it will cause cancer, period. Right? Think about it. Now, if you think about this from a state-by-state standpoint, this is just an invitation to commit voter fraud. Now, California, Hillary racked up a massive majority over Trump. And yet, if she won by almost, what was it, a little over 1.7 million here in California, I don't remember. 3 million countrywide or something like that. Just take one. Why don't you take the 0.7? Do you really think that those other voters, do you really think illegal voters are voting for Trump? Honestly. In other states, in civil elections, voter fraud could easily turn elections. 100 votes here, 100 votes there. Matter of fact, in the community I live in, I know people have lost by 17 votes. And I know people in this town, in the area that I live in, that see no problems with illegals voting. Absolutely not. Well, they live here, don't they? Yeah. You know, our founding fathers originally, they thought only property owners should vote. And the reasoning was that there's a stake in that. Right? They're going to be more, they're going to pay attention. They're going to be more inclined to make sure it's just and level across the board. Now, some of you are saying, no, that would mean that they would... they would only make laws, they would only vote for taxes that would benefit them. But then look at it from the other side of the coin. Right? You're an apartment renter. What do you care if they raise taxes on the apartment owner, especially here in California now, where they're going to put, they keep taxing you higher. So they want to tax your property at a higher rate, and then they want to put rental caps on there. So they're going to tell your landlord how much he can raise the rent, and on top of that, tell him that they're raising his taxes. How long do you think that's going to last? Say hello to, remember the old, in the 70s, we had projects. Apartments that were owned by the state. You want to see what that would be like? New York still got them. They still got a lot of abandoned ones. Anyway, in other states, and in some election voter fraud could easily turn elections. 100 votes here, like I said, 100 votes there. Wikipedia, I know, we shouldn't be using that, but they did a better job at it. They had a list of close elections since 2000. There have been literally dozens of elections at a state, local, and federal level decided by 100 votes or less. In at least two nationally important elections in recent memory, the outcome was decided by a paper-thin margin. In 2000, remember, Bush beat environmental activist, well, I don't know if you want to call him an activist, environmental fraud, Al Gore, by 538 votes. Senator Al Franken of Minnesota, a Democrat, like a Minnesota Democrat, he won his seat by beating incumbent Senator Norm Coleman in 2008. Coleman was initially declared the winner the day after the election, with 726 vote lead over Franken, but after some controversial recounts and many ballot disqualifications, right, and a box they don't write about this, but I remember this one, but a box of lost ballots that showed up at the last minute, Franken won by 225 seats, which means that they found 1,000 lost votes. Think about that. They weren't miscounted. There were 1,000 votes that showed up out of nowhere. Franken's win was enormous. He gave the Democrats a filibuster-proof control of the Senate. So, yes, small votes do count. Now, the person who wrote the article at Investors Daily says, well, we're not saying here that Franken cheated, nor that for that matter that Bush did. Well, I'll say it. I do believe that Franken and his team cheated. I believe it. Because of the way it went down. I believe it because of the way the votes were recounted and all of a sudden. And I believe it because wouldn't you know the night before that a precinct was missing the boxes that were tagged? Just saying. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has been increasingly critical of Saudi authorities, whose story about the death of U.S. resident and journalist Jamal Khashoggi has evolved in the past 2.5 weeks.
They had a very bad original concept. It was carried out poorly, and the cover-up was one of the worst in the history of cover-ups.
The State Department says 21 Saudis will have their U.S. visas invalidated or be made ineligible for visas because of Khashoggi's killing. Speaking through an interpreter, Turkish President Erdogan called it premeditated murder.
Why was there a slurry of incoherent statements? And now there is official acknowledgement that there was a murder. Where is the body?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, you know, I love this woman, kind of, sort of. She's definitely the gift that keeps on giving. Joy Behart from The View. I mean, come on, she's a joy to me because, you know, without her, it'd be pretty dull over there. And what's funny is, remember something, you know, we're the jerks, we're the ones that love to take advantage of women and clean air and dirty kids or whatever. And so she's talking at one of the, recently, about Monica Lewinsky and what Hillary Clinton had to say about Monica, but we already know this, right? We've already heard this story. But what you need to hear is how these lunatics try to rationalize it. How they try to make it sound like it's pretty much no big deal. It's yesterday's news. So if it's yesterday's news, right, then shouldn't Kavanaugh's been yesterday's news? And heck, let's throw Weinstein in there. Make his yesterday's news as well. What do you think? How stupid! If you really cared, if it was really Me Too, if you really cared about these women, nothing would be yesterday's news. But let's take a listen. Joy's a pleasure to listen to.
Hillary and Bill Clinton prepare to take their show on the road. They're like Steve and Edie.
Steve and Edie? Now some of you are way too young to remember those two, but they were the epitome of a husband and wife. They put out that they were like a loving, caring. I don't know anything about them. I just know that it was they were always portrayed as having the perfect marriage.
The Osmonds, they're going on a speaking tour together.
Now, see, look, she throws him in with Stephen and the Osmonds. If I was the Osmonds, I'd be suing her right now.
Hillary sat down with CBS Sunday Morning.
Wait a minute. They're as wholesome as the Osmonds? This is still, like, burning. It's just one of those slow ember burning things in my head.
And was asked if the Me Too era has changed her feelings about her husband's affair with Monica Lewinsky. Watch.
Do you think Bill should have resigned in the wake of the Monica Lewinsky scandal?
Absolutely not.
It wasn't an abuse of power?
No. No.
And she has a look of obstinacy on her face. She has a look of, how dare you ask me that question?
People who look at the incidents of the 90s and they say a president of the United States cannot have a consensual relationship with an intern. The power imbalance is too great.
She was an adult, but let me ask you this.
She was an adult. Oh, well, that makes it okay. She was 20. You know, do you realize an 18-year-old is considered an adult? Really, Hillary?
Yes. Where's the investigation of the current incumbent?
Oh, and you see that spin? See, for me, when I do that on CNN and other places, they always say to me, why do you go there? Why can't you stay on topic? Why do you change the topic? Well, did anybody call her? Anybody call her out on that?
Against whom numerous allegations have been made.
Okay, what scares me is the applause. There are people in that audience that actually bought into that. Bill gets a free ride. Talk about spitting in a woman's face, right? You know what went down with her. You know how he was definitely a womanizer. And somehow it's her fault. And I get accused of victim shaming. Really?
Well, I have to say, they love Hillary here. But I have to say that what she just did is exactly what the Republicans do.
Right.
They change the subject. So that's why we never get anywhere in the discourse.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have a bad argument when your immediate response is, well, they were worse.
Yeah.
And you don't acknowledge it. This highlights
to me.
But
what aboutism, they call it.
Yeah. This highlights to me, I think, why some people struggle to vote for her was because you can't have it both ways in her position, which is exactly what you want. You can't put yourself on a pedestal and be a leader for the feminist movement and at the same time refuse to acknowledge the reality that you've lived with for all these years and to stand by.
And this is I'm playing the longer version of this because it's a moment of clarity on The View. But in a second, somebody's going to try to defend this, and you're going to lose your lunch.
Your husband, I don't judge other people's marriages, but call it for what it is, and call it out for being wrong and for being bad for all those years. I just don't think she can have it both ways, and she continues to try and...
Which is the part that bothers you, that she stayed with him?
That doesn't bother me.
Oh.
That doesn't bother me. It bothers me that she tries to be this speaker and embody this person that is empowering women.
Yeah.
When you, all these years, you had women that came out and were telling their story about the way they were treated.
To me,
she's just a
victim of his stupidity also. That she's not, you know, but, he didn't do anything. He did.
But when Nina Fulmer claims that Hillary tried to intimidate her into silence, Kathleen Wiley claims that Clinton tried to intimidate her into not telling the truth. She called Monica Lewinsky a narcissistic Looney Tune, Jennifer Flowers some failed cabaret singer.
That's what I mean.
There's a whole
list
of things that she was also involved in the cover-up or the bimbo eruptions if you read George Stephanopoulos' book. And I just think...
Eruptions. Can you imagine me doing that? Can you imagine me using that term against any one of the Democrat women that have accused Trump or anybody else? And one person had tweeted that, Clinton was impeached for lying. Trump lies daily. No. See, he wasn't impeached for lying. He lied to the FBI. He lied under oath. He lied in a criminal investigation. Anybody home?
With Hillary in particular, first of all, she's a gift that keeps on giving to Republicans. Democrats have got to move on from the Clintons. She did a leadership forum gala with Kristen Gillibrand and Kamala Harris last May, which is not that long ago. These are two up-and-coming women in the Democratic Party possible presidential nominees.
Hillary still has fans.
But
and so does
think
Bill.
You're Kristen Gillibrand, and you're the face of, you know, going against, Me Too. Being a proponent of the Me Too movement and going against sexual harassment. You can't be connected to the Clintons.
But I don't know. I mean, she's his wife. What?
Here we go. If your wife is a serial murderer, I mean, if your husband is a serial murderer, you women, what point in time do you turn him in, or don't you? Because you're his wife, and you love him, and you hope maybe when he gets to around 70 or 80 murders, he might change his ways. If your husband is a serial rapist or serial sexual assaulter, at what point do you think he'll change his ways? And I don't know. I would imagine for a woman, wouldn't that be one of the ultimate things you could do to your wife is cheat on her? And not once. I mean, once you might be able to say, I don't know, I had too much to drink, I was at a party, I woke up next to her, I don't know how it happened. But after the 60-second time, that excuse doesn't work anymore, does it?
Right. They expect her to say, and Monica Lewinsky was an adult. Monica Lewinsky did know the president was married. So I just, you know, she wasn't the one that had the affair. Bill Clinton had the affair.
Oh, so here we go. So let me see if I get this right. If you're a Democrat, the way you look at this is Monica Lewinsky knew he was married. Monica Lewinsky still decided to sleep with him. And so that means it's her fault. Because he doesn't have to have self-control. He doesn't have to act like a married man. We don't hold him to a higher standard. Why? Because he's Bill Clinton? Just trying to understand, people. I'm not trying to judge him. I'm just trying to understand. Seriously.
Guys, President Trump.
Well, you know, I don't know that she. I don't know that she
does
sorry,
herself any. Do you think that's off limit?
Is there an age limit on sexual and power distribution?
I do think
power,
there was a
so
power dynamic.
21,
that was
it doesn't matter.
I don't know about that. But you may be right. You may be right.
Yeah, I think it was inappropriate. That power dynamic.
Yeah,
clearly, it
was very inappropriate. But he did. He's not grabbing her by her genitals.
No, he penetrated her genitals. How's that? Okay. I mean, these people are ridiculous. Yes, I'm sorry. I know you want to shoot me on that one. Come on, think about this. You had all kinds of stuff. You see how they try to turn... Oh, yeah, he's worse. Why? Well, he just talked about grabbing somebody by their genitals. He was doing it. He had to pay for it. He paid big bucks. That's right. Billy Bob paid big bucks for how many genitals he grabbed without permission. See, I find this interesting. It's like, if they talk about it, they're nastier than if they actually do it. So Billy Bob's thinking about it in the back of his head. He's actually assaulting those women. He's having to pay them to go away. He gets a walk. Still today, no matter what they say, he still gets a walk. You have a tape of a man bragging that he grabs women's stuff and they love it. I'm amazed. That doesn't make sense on any planet, and it doesn't matter how much crack you smoke, it doesn't make any sense. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is
really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks for, you know, hanging in there and being involved in the conversation, whether it's in the chat room, whether it's email, texting, whatever it is. Thank you for being here. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. So in the next hour, we're going to talk about what Facebook is doing to us, what Twitter's doing to us. But we're actually going to have people on that have been affected by it. It's actually hurt their revenue, hurt their income, hurt their page visits. Now, if you're a liberal and you're in this business, if you would, and you've been hurt by this, you've been hit/hurt by this, let me know. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So here's something that should put a smile on most of your faces. Not all, but most. Recently, a Gallup poll released shows that gun control support has fallen 17% since 1990. Now, the poll shows that stricter gun control is currently supported by about 61% of Americans. In 1990, stricter gun control was supported by almost 80% of Americans. Not surprisingly, Democrats are the driving force behind the 61% of gun control support. 87% of Democrats want stricter gun controls compared to 31% of Republicans. That doesn't mean that we don't want any. Now, maybe some of you don't want any. You want to be able to walk in the store and walk out without any kind of check or anything. Charlie Manson would love that. There are plenty of people I know personally. I don't want them anywhere near a gun. I know they have a right to have one, but I'll tell you what, when you go from 0 to 60 in about 3.5 seconds and you're willing to punch somebody in the face, yeah, the gun thing may not be such a good idea. But anyhow, we'll move on from that. Republicans lead when it comes to the Americans who believe the gun laws should stay as they are. 50% of Republicans hold this position versus only 10% of Democrats. Now, Politico Morning Consult poll, right, came up about 2 weeks ago. It came back around 2 weeks ago, but originally it was taken after the Las Vegas shooting. It showed that support for gun rights over gun control was at 47% of voters supported gun rights versus 42% who supported gun control. Now, remember, everybody's playing on emotion at that point. Right? Everybody's playing on the fact that we just saw people lose their lives. We just saw the shootings. That's scary. I mean, as long as we're not taking votes right after something happens, right? 855. I thought it was a bit of good news. I thought I'd share that because it was a bit news. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Chelsea Handler's back in the news. Well, Chelsea Clinton is always in the news, but Handler's back in the news. According to Breitbart, she said that her white privilege makes her feel gross. Does anybody know what this woman used to do? Has anybody seen some of the pictures, some of the parties, some of the other things that she's been involved in? I'm just saying. Chelsea Handler said that her supposed white privilege makes her feel very gross, adding that her skin color and Jewish heritage has played an instrumental part in her success. Well, you know what? You can't have it both ways. Right? Her skin color. So she has no talent. Has to do with her skin color and Jewish heritage. Because only Jews make it in Hollywood. Don't you know that? In an interview with ABC's Ellen DeGeneres, Chelsea Handler discussed her upcoming Netflix series on the issue of white privilege and what inspired her to do it. Now, it's really funny. So Ellen DeGeneres, I guess she became famous because I don't know what religious belief she is, but she's a lesbian. So maybe because she's a white lesbian and that has more privilege. I know she does better than Chelsea Handler. I just started to think about all the privilege I've benefited from in this industry, specifically being a Jewish is a bonus, being a girl as a comedian, when I was coming up, she explained. I had every advantage. Every door was open for me. Well, you know what, Chelsea? Maybe you did. What about all those other women that were part of the Me Too movement? Do they have privilege because they had certain body parts? Maybe that's it. Maybe it's woman privilege. Maybe it's block your ears. Maybe it's vagina privilege, huh? What do you want to call? I mean, if everything is a privilege, it's the only reason you move forward is because of privilege you have. I guess if you're a pretty white female who's Jewish, man, nothing can stop you, right? If I go by what you're saying. Did you not have any talent? Is that what you're trying to tell us? You're a lousy comedian? I don't know. I didn't follow you before this. Think about it. She said, when I started to look around at people that don't have a successful career as I am, they work twice as hard, they don't achieve the same things. You know what it is? They suck. How many comedians? Listen. You look at people like Robin Williams, naturally talented, funny, not because he's white. Right? I mean, we go to Stephen, who's the guy like, God, I can never remember these people's names. Seinfeld, was it because he was white? Eddie Murphy was black, one of the most famous comedians ever. I mean, we could do this all day long. It has to do with, does anything have to do with talent? I don't care what color you are. If you're funny, I'll come watch you. If you're clean, I'll come back watch you again. I don't know, what does this do to these people? Does it make them feel better about themselves that they pseudo-admit that they have white privilege and that's what made them successful? So if it's the white privilege that made you successful, go look at those people who didn't make it at the same time you did and give them your money because apparently it belongs to them. Just saying. So when I started looking around the people that don't have successful careers as mine, they work just as hard and harder, I started to feel very gross about myself on a very fundamental level. want to explore it further with my own white privilege. I've been badly behaved for 20 years, getting tons of money thrown at me for being a loudmouth. You could say I'm talented, but you could also say I'm not talented. Well, I don't think you are. That's why you don't get my money thrown at you. I don't come see you. I don't buy your stuff. I'm not interested in anything you have to sell. See, that's that whole thing behind capitalism and freedom and what have you. Everybody has a different taste. Some people like white wine. Some people like red wine. Some people like beer. Some people hate beer. Some people like meat. Some people don't like meat. Some people like Italian food. People who don't obviously have a problem between their ears. Just want to see if you're paying attention. But do you see how ludicrous this is? She's feeling bad, and again, I don't know if she's talented or not, but she's feeling bad about having a talent that people want to pay to see, which has absolutely nothing to do with her being white. She said people throw tons of money at me for being a loudmouth. Yes, because people get a kick out of a loudmouth female, or I'll say an attractive female, okay? Just read the Hollywood papers. They write it themselves. And it's always about she's a good-looking, not Chelsea, but she's a good-looking comedian. She's a good-looking, she's a pretty. I mean, they use those terms. I don't. So it must mean something if they're using it. For me, it's an important subject right now. She said it's like, what are the people that are benefiting from going to do about it? Well, I don't know. Why don't you start a school to teach them how to be funnier, how to be better at what they do? Bring in counselors that can look and watch and listen and say, hey, you know what? Go be an accountant. You're not funny. Pandler also talked about the depressing state of American politics, having been one of the Hollywood's leading campaigners against Justice Brett Kavanaugh. See, people saw through you. You were just yelling. She described Kavanaugh's eventual confirmation as an embodiment of white people and male power. Wow. Interesting. She said that she hoped... It's really funny because... anybody remember the gender of the prosecutor? Or not the prosecutor, but the woman that was asking questions of the professor? And the judge? Oh, that's right. She was a female. She was a physical, biological female, and she identified as a female. Right? There were females there asking questions. So I don't see... See, it used to be all about race, remember? And then it was all about how we hated women. So now they've just kind of tied it together. Now it's we hate race, you know, we're racist and we hate women. Oh, and then we're homophobic. Do they realize that you can only do this for so long? Again, in talking to my friend today, one of the things I brought up, I said to him, you guys are idiots. You spent 2 years railing against this guy, knowing how stubborn he is, and thinking he was going to leave office. And then who did he get stuck with? Pence. And then let's say you move Pence along. Then you got Ryan. So what are you going to spend years trying to remove every elected Republican official? Really? You could have spent years in those areas finding out truly what those people wanted, that you, whose vote you lost. And you could have won them back. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you couldn't. I asked this fellow if he knew about the Me Too movement. He said, no. I said, dude, you're only listening to the loudspeaker of the Dem Party. You need to get out and move around. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot coming up in the next hour. We've got James Neighbors coming on, founder of the conservative activist organization Overpasses for America. We'll be back in just a little bit.